as sin-driven humans, we tend to look at things that give us immediate pleasure. And God has created food in a way that is supposed to be satisfying and pleasurable and nutritious and full of fiber and all of those wonderful things. But what we do is we will go in and we'll take out, say, the bran around grain because it tastes so much sweeter to eat grain that doesn't have bran.
Mm-hmm.
We will take juice, fruit, and we will make juice out of them because who wants to peel a whole orange when we can drink down juice? But that juice without the fiber of the orange is going to spike our blood sugars. And we, you know, we even do this, Bill, in the whole sexual realm. God has created boundaries for us to enjoy and be satisfied. But when we take away those boundaries, we end up with immediate pleasure but long-term harm. And so that's what's happening in our bodies. And so we want to look at food as something that can give us pleasure, but we do need to retrain ourselves. I was just talking to my 21-year-old daughter the other day, and she said, Mom, you've ruined us in this house because now I can't even eat things that are bad for me because they don't taste good anymore.
Oh, is that interesting?
So we can actually retrain our palates for things that are good for us, but it takes a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm. And then to eat to fuel our system versus eat to medicate, or if we're feeling bored or our brains are saying, well, I'm not really hungry, but eating food right now would be comforting.
Yes. And so we'll go to food just like we will go to any other overuse item. We might overshop. We might, you know, over binge on certain things that are not good for us. And so food fits right into that category. But I like to think of my food as fuel.
Mm-hmm.
I love to eat. I love to cook. I love flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think oftentimes the reason that people don't eat things that are good for them is they don't prepare them in an enticing way.
Mm-hmm.
We're made with color vision as humans, and so we need our plates to be very colorful.
Mm.
You know, what would you give Jesus if he came to your table? Would you pour him out some Doritos and with a chaser of donuts, or would you give him something that was brightly colored and wonderfully flavorful? And so those are the things that we need to do. But on a tight budget, Bill, those colorful things can be really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are a few things that in a tight budget that have great color that you can go after. One of those things is sweet potatoes. That's something that, you know, people think of during the holiday, especially Thanksgiving, and then they pour brown sugar over it and marshmallows.
Mm, yeah.
But sweet potatoes can be eaten all year round, and they don't have to have all that sugar because guess what? Their first name is sweet. They're already sweet. And so if you use them, I love using them in unique ways in my house. I will bake them so that they're still a little bit firm, and I'll cube them, and I'll put some cubes underneath some turkey chili. And so I have that sweet and spicy mix with them. You can grab them if you're looking for a good-to-grab food, cube them and have them in the refrigerator and pop some in your mouth. Get some colorful, vitamin, body-healthy-producing foods at your fingertips, and they're so cheap.